रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 62. विश्वामित्र सेव्स सुनशेप. द रिसाइटल बिगिंस नाउ. It was the height of noon when the monarch unyoked his weary steeds to take a short rest on the banks of river Pushkara. But Sunashepa, wandering aimlessly over the place with a heavy heart, chanced to come upon Vishwamitra, his mother's brother, engaged with many a hermit in stern austerities. Faint with toil and thirst, he ran up with woeful countenance to where sat Vishwamitra, and falling upon his chest, cried to him in piteous accents, Father have I none, nor fondling mother, nor kith nor kin. Thou art my refuge and stay, and thee do I call upon in the name of sweet compassion to save me from this dreadful fate. Thou art ever the champion of the oppressed. Thou art ever a shield between the wretched and the misery. Find thou a way by which the king shall achieve his object, and myself spend long years of holy austerities on this earth, and win the abode of the gods at the end. Protect me, for protector have I none. Out of thy tender heart and sweet pity, be thou a father unto me, and chase away this horrible danger that hangs over my head. Vishwamitra of boundless might calmed the wild grief of his boy and infused hope into his despairing heart. Turning to his sons, Now is the time come, said he, for you to show that a father brings forth from his loins sons like unto himself to secure him good on earth and lead him to the bright regions on high. This boy whom you see here, the son of a hermit, clasps my feet in humble appeal for protection. Save his life and bring joy and peace unto his broken heart. Every one of you has kept the observances, not one of you that has ever swerved from the path of right and duty. Take you his place at the sacrifice of Ambarisha, and may the bright god of fire find in you a sweet offering. Sunashepa can be saved from death. The sacrifice shall come to a happy end. The gods shall depart well pleased, and my word to the orphan boy shall have been well kept. Loud laughed they in scorn, his sons, Madhusyanda and the rest, and spoke back unto their father out of a proud heart and haughty spirit. A fine father it is that puts a stranger's brat before his own flesh and blood. The very idea is repulsive to us, even as dogs meet for dinner. Fire flashed out of the eyes of the angry father, and in a terrible voice he cried out, Dare you speak to me such words as these, heartless, blood-curdling, and shameless? Dare ye set my commands at defiance, and outrage duty and justice? Wanderers over the earth shall ye be, everyone for 1,000 years. Your only food, the dog's meat, you so abhorred, even as the sons of my hated rival Vasishtha. So cursed he in mighty wrath his sons rebellious, and turning himself to the despairing Sunashepa, he performed certain protective rites to ensure his safety at the dreadful moment. Fair son, when to the sacrificial stake of Vishnu bound, a helpless victim you stand, fail not to call upon the bright god of fire in that hour of heat. Two spells I give you of potent might, with which you shall win the grace of Indra and Lord Vishnu. When the bands of holy grass are tight around you, the red sandal paste on your limbs, and the blood-red garland around your doomed neck, chant you these hymns of unspeakable power in the sacrificial halls of royal Ambarisha, and you will come by no harm. Sunashepa humbly received the potent charms and with a joyful heart hastened to his royal master and said, Mighty king, we have tarried too long on the way. Proceed we to the place of sacrifice and delay not to take upon yourself the initiatory vow. Soon they were at Ayodhya, and Ambarisha, now all joy, caused Sunashepa, the voluntary victim, to be bound to the sacrificial stake. The width of the sacred kusha encircled his graceful limbs, and his garment of fiery red but enhanced the horror of the scene. The holy priests directed him therein and saw that nothing went amiss. The supreme moment came that was to decide his fate, when, lo, there rung forth from the helpless victim bound words of wondrous might, praising high the great Indra and his greater brother Vishnu, and it was even as his wise master had taught him. The thousand-eyed lord was surprised and pleased, for the mysterious words of praise were known to no sons of earth. Long years of happy life were the meed of him that won the heart of the Lord of Angels. Ambarisha, too, came in for his share of the hard-won grace of the Mighty One, in that the high merit of the holy rite was his, a thousandfold increased thereby. All the while, Vishwamitra, the heaven-sent protector of the orphan boy, went on with his stern tapas at the holy Pushkara, and mortal years twice 500 did he count. Mangalam Kushlendraya Maghaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dharmajaya Sarva Bahumaya Mangalam.